welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Today is a good day. It's good day time, 7 past the hour. With what you need to know, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, as the world changes dramatically. How do we buy our food? Where do we buy our food? You know, as a farmer, I try to get people to go for local sources of food wherever they can. You find that the people who want to believe and buy the best food spend a lot of money because the choices have been few and far between. Here in Los Angeles, we have a couple of different sources. Bristol Farms, for example, is, in my opinion, much better than Whole Foods in any number of ways, including what it costs you to buy the food there. So where do those who are in the middle go to get the food that Whole Foods sells very expensively? Many of you are familiar. What did you say, Richie?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is better, but they don't have the quality of produce that they have good things.
And that's
prepared
where Sprouts
foods.
Comes into the picture. Have you been to Sprouts?
No.
Don't
awesome.
Have one.
Where is there a Sprouts? I don't know.
They're all over the place. It's a chain.
Really? There's a grocery chain called Aldi, A-L-D-I.
Yeah. We have one near us, and I've never been there.
They are very good. It's very basic, Rich. They have the food in the boxes. Their prices are 30% below Walmart's or other bargain
below
stores.
Below Walmart?
30% lower than Walmart.
Where does the food come from?
The food comes from all over the place. At the moment, they are selling sourced food that is quality, but it's all prepared and or it's not canned, but it's the best way to describe it is it's prepared. But you find good food in there, and there's some junk too, but they have built up their chain in the East and the Northeast. Matter of fact, I'm surprised you don't know them, Richie, because there are
I have one 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, okay. All right. And you've never been?
I've just never gone in
okay.
there.
Okay. You may want to go check them out.
Here's my perception.
Yes.
It's Walmart grocery store.
Okay, that's a good perception. I would say that was an accurate perception
so
until now.
So it's food from places where I yep. might not like where the food comes
I've
from.
I've been into one
like
of their
Vietnam
stores.
Like Vietnam fish farms
once.
And stuff like
yep.
that.
The customers who go there, if you talk to customers who go there, they like it because it's attractive, it's clean, and as you say, they're the people, again, I'm going back to making reference to the haves and the have-nots. The people who have money, the people who don't have money. Where are the people in the middle who want good, wholesome food? So these people see a huge gap, and there is, gaping hole in the ability to get this stuff because many of the things can be purchased for a lot less money, or they can be purchased and then offered for resale at a lot less money than Whole Foods, depending on how you run the store. Whole Foods is elaborate. Their stores are well set up. They're well lighted. They have all kinds of accoutrements and accommodations. You can sit there and eat lunch, yada, yada, yada. Well, some people don't want to pay for that, but they want good, fresh meat and produce. I'll tell you, there's an outfit called Wegmans that's making a big in the Northeast. They started in Rochester, New York. They're all over Buffalo and Erie and those areas. They've come to Albany. They're in downstate New York. Now they've come to Massachusetts, and they have superb food, and the prices are
yeah.
very good.
It's a great store, but man, that place is always just a madhouse.
Jammed.
Oh, getting in out of the parking lot is
jammed.
Woof.
Right. Okay, crazy. So along comes Aldi's. Is a report in Business Insider that we're carrying at DougStefan.com says that they are going to expand into organic food brands. They're going to take food out that has artificial ingredients. They're going to bring in gluten-free products. They are expanding their selection of organic meat. And they have a brand called Never Any, which is meant to mean to the buyer there's no antibiotics, there's no hormones, no animal byproducts, no additives in the food that they're selling. Thus, the name Never Any. Their milk is free of artificial growth hormones. They want to remove hormones from all the other products that they have. And then, in addition to offering more organic options, that sort of thing, they're going to offer foods, as you're suggesting, the fish farms. One of the things that I learned And I don't know why I didn't think about this, but I guess I should have. I've told you the story a couple of times on the air this week of Megan and Miles and I going to the animal sanctuary in Los Angeles County. It's up 14, Jennifer, toward Lancaster. Quite an experience. I've not been to one of these before. There are a couple in California, a couple in New York State, and I actually want to start one in Massachusetts. But I wouldn't sell it the way these people are selling it because they're just too. But getting away from eating all vegetables, being on a vegan diet, the fish that I eat when I do eat it, Meredith and I make sure that we buy things that we know are coming from the right source. And this goes back, Jennifer, to this whole labeling controversy where many of these companies that are in cahoots with Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and ADM and Cargill, they don't want you to know where their food comes from because you wouldn't eat it if you knew where it came from. Fish is a great example of that. There are tons, literally every day, tons of fish coming into Long Beach just for California consumption, West Coast consumption, coming from Vietnam, Cambodia, these areas on the Pacific Rim that are growing these, well, whatever, all kinds of fish. Salmon, very popular, a lot of white fish. But the stuff that they're growing it with and in, if you knew, I mean, I think that's true, however, of lobster and crab and stuff that are bottom feeders. They eat horrible things. Well, at least what we think is horrible. But they go through the digestive process and people say, well, so what difference does it make whether the salmon eat the feces of people that are taking care of them? They process it through their system. And so what comes out is okay.
It's also like tilapia. Isn't tilapia like the poop?
Tilapia is awful.
Tilapia. Yeah. Anybody who eats tilapia, it is disgusting. Yeah. It's not a natural fish.
No.
It is a man-made fish in a pond of scum.
But here, this brings me back to when I was a kid, Richie, on the farm. We used to raise pigs. And what Uncle Sammy and I would go around every day to the supermarkets in town and collect the garbage and bring it home and cook it in 55-barrel drums.
Garbage meaning old food.
Garbage, old food, right. You name it. It was in that thing. I mean, stuff.
But it was still food.
Pushes out, but it was food, yeah. And we fed it to the pigs, ate it up.
And probably what? Like potatoes, carrots?
Well, none of that. There was some carcass stuff from butcher shop, bones and chicken heads and things like that I remember seeing. But you see, they process, the animals process all of this stuff in their system. I mean, it's not any different. Here, we don't eat horse meat. A lot of people around the world do. We don't eat dog meat. A lot of people around the world do. Our systems are built to be able to digest or process those foods. Just because we have a taste that doesn't want to eat it. I mean, I'm in the same category. We wouldn't eat horse meat, but we eat cattle. Why? Do you know there's no difference?
Right.
Basically, there's no difference whatsoever.
It's
what
just
they
what's
eat.
Acceptable.
Right. So why is it acceptable to eat cows and not acceptable to eat horses? Because it's a community standard that we don't challenge.
I'm sure Roberto would eat dog.
I've had horse, yeah. yes, in Europe. In fact, the Gerber makes horse baby food, and they sell it in Europe. Horse is considered extremely nutritious.
Yeah. Well, but you see, we don't eat them because there's a stigma. I don't want to eat anything with a face or eyes. I don't want to eat my cows because they're my friends. I don't want to eat horses because they're friends of somebody that I love. I don't want to eat a chicken because if you saw the way chickens are processed,
you never touch them
again.
You hate coyotes.
Yeah, wait till the zombie apocalypse. You'll eat anything that comes your way.
Yeah, would you
what
eat
about
Wolverines?
Squirrel? You don't like squirrel.
Yeah, I just don't want to eat. I don't want to
you
eat
hate
any
badgers.
Of that stuff.
Would you eat badger meat? A badger burger?
No.
Badgers?
You
don't. We don't need no stinking badgers.
There is nothing like a double badger burger.
Oh, my God. With the bison.
With porcupine bacon.
Oh, my God.
Which is buffalo.
Oh, bison. I love bison.
Buffalo meat.
Bison's really good.
We're all saying the same thing, basically.
So
we have certain preferences. The people in Asia think that fish that they grow with their own feces is yummy.
Yeah, it's delicious.
And they
right.
eat it. Yeah. They eat dogs, as Roberta is saying. They'll eat snakes. They'll eat cockroaches.
I've eaten cockroaches.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. And you're okay, sort of.
You are a cockroach.
So, you go to the Asian countries. Go to China.
Right.
Go to Vietnam.
Go
to Thailand. You eat everybody eats this stuff.
So the point that I was trying to make is that Aldi is preparing to challenge Whole Foods and the others. Whole Foods is an upscale outfit. They probably
I think Whole Foods is so intimidating to walk into.
Yeah.
Not ours. Ours is great.
Oh, my gosh. You have like a... Well, first of all, there are a lot of products that you don't recognize right away. Mm. And then you have all these people dressed in like their yoga garb, like standing there looking and hovering. And it's just so intimidating.
I signed up for a yoga class last night here. What do you mean yoga garb?
What do you wear when you go to a yoga
You know, like the yoga masters.
Shorts.
Wear like the linen
and a short sleeve shirt.
And, God, you wear a t-shirt and a pair of baggy pants.
I'm talking about the yoga masters. You know, the guys that wear like the linen, like long tunics to their ankles.
I don't know what yoga you go to.
All right, Master Doug here at 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about a surefire trick guaranteed to lower your blood pressure, keep yourself out of trouble, and get along with everyone? Sounds too good to be true. Well, this is one trick that is absolutely easy to do. Here's the biological science of it. Just keep your mouth shut. It seems that both talking and signing, as in the use of sign language for the hearing impaired, well, they increase blood pressure. Granted, the increase varies given the emotional intensity of any discussion, but just the act of communicating appears to have an effect on the autonomic nervous system, and hey, it increases your blood pressure. What's the cheap psychological trick? As simple as it sounds, if you want to lower your blood pressure and get along with others, hey, keep your mouth shut. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Let me quote. It is the number of hours and the age at which they start which produces the biological effects. Dr. Eric Sigmund. Dr. Sigmund, a British psychologist, analyzed 35 different scientific studies, many American, that were carried out on the effects of television on the viewer. His report, published in the respected Biologist magazine, claims the problem with TV lies in the time we spend in front of it. For example, watching TV now takes up more time than any other single activity except work and sleep. By age 75, the average person will have spent more than 12 years of life watching TV. The report claims rapid editing techniques limit attention spans while stimulating the brain to reward itself with the feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine for being able to cope with an onslaught of endless screen activity. No wonder I feel so good.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, poetry in motion.
I might look a little clumsy walking around on these crutches, but I'm poetry on that motorcycle.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. We grow old from not riding.
Sticks from Cape Coral, Florida, on my three-wheel Harley-Davidson Street Glide trike. I've been on these crutches for 16 years now. I've been to Laconia, I've been to Daytona, I've been to Key West, Sturgis, I've been out to Yellowstone. I've got 60,000 miles on my bike. It's 2 years old. I'm going to be home 6 days, and I'm leaving for Seattle, Washington. And I'm going down the California coastline and back to Southwest Florida, and I'm going to winter in. No more trips this year.
Right on, brother. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
All right, Sean is listening in Oregon about standards for organic groceries. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, what do you buy when you go to the store? What are you looking for in terms of food?
Actually, the same as everybody else, non-GMO, healthy.
Well, the problem is everybody else isn't looking for it. That's why they can keep selling them, because most people don't know what they are or what they constitute. So how do you educate yourself?
Well, actually, I've studied health my whole life, but locally we have something that's growing across the nation. It's called Azure Standard.
Oh, the mayo guy. Yes, I know. That's a big thing. They're doing it here in Los Angeles, local sort of food sourced, and they ship it to you like once a week or something. That's supposed to be
exactly.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a big new thing as well. Thanks, Sean. 21 after. This is a good day.